First of all, would you describe your organization for me?
We're a behavioral health organization statewide that provide a continuum of services for children and families throughout the state of Missouri, both on all on the mental health spectrum, the educational spectrum, and the advocacy spectrum.
You deal with a lot of kids who are in foster care?
We do probably 90% of the kids that we deal with are in the foster care system.
So, tell me about the importance of the measure that was passed today, letting kids have that option, or organizations have that option to get kids back into foster care for 3 more years. Why is that important?
Well, I describe it as the same for a kid not in the foster care system, but any 18-year-old who first had that on their own, and whether it's into the workforce or into higher education, they're oftentimes just need the stability to be able to fall back and come back to see mom and dad, or come back to see the agency that they've been associated with as a transition time to adulthood.
And I'm curious about the component of letting the youth make that decision in addition to some of the agencies that might call for them to come back into foster care. Do you expect that that would happen often, or does that already happen often that you see the youth want to come back?
I don't think it's going to happen often. I don't see it as a happen often, but I do think it is nice to have as an option, instead of having a child fail and collapse and either enter into the Department of Corrections or the Department of Mental Health. This is an option for them to come back and get some stabilization and go back out and do it. So I really don't see it as a panacea of taking care of the kid for 3 more years. I see it as a stabilization and kind of move back out and get on with your life type of an issue.
And obviously, I know you couldn't give me names, and I wouldn't want you to, but can you offer me maybe some general examples of some kids that this bill might actually have helped or could help?
Yeah, so several kids go out and they get into the workforce and they end up doing something silly. They end up partying, or they end up getting a DUI, or they end up doing something they shouldn't and lose their job. And next thing you know, they're homeless and they don't have a place to live. And they realize that they made a stupid mistake. But then things begin to spiral down from there. And this would be an opportunity to let them come back in, reassess, get them stabilized, get them another job, and hope that they learn from their mistake, and then so instead of spiraling out of control, they could really get back in and do things the right way. So some of these kids make the same mistakes as we all have in the past, and they just need an opportunity to come home for a little bit, stabilize, and move on.
It's hard for me not to think. I've done so many stories here lately, especially on mental health issues more than anything, but we've heard so many stories about gun control and gun control violence, and not just in that specific area, but just in any of the tragic stories that we might hear, especially involving young people. Could this simple change maybe lead to us not hearing so many of those stories and some of those tragic outcomes as we do?
Well, I don't think it's going to affect that too much, but I think it will to a degree. And if it saves one or two lives, then it's well worthwhile. And again, what happens, and love to converse about that sometime, is what happens is these kids don't have any place, and sometimes that's where they turn to. Then is once they have no place to return to, then they go out and they get the guns. And so absolutely, I think it'll have some impact. I'm not sure it's going to be enough to measure, but in my book, one or two lives is plenty to measure by.
This was one of the recommendations from that task force in 2009, and I'll tell you off the top of my head, I don't know how many of those recommendations have been addressed, certainly in law, but are there other steps that need to be taken, whether it be from the findings of that task force or just more things that are still out there that need to be done?
Well, yes, and I was on that original task force, and quite a few things have been done for the older youth. But I think, at the same time, we keep addressing the issues with the older youth, which I'm glad we are. We need to continue to look at ways to address some of the younger youth and parents and some of the causes of these kids getting to the point where they're at. And so I want to be careful that we address these issues, but that we don't ignore the fact that we can intercept these at a lot earlier time in a child's life so that we never even have to get to this point. So I'm hoping that in future years, some of the recommendations now will be pre-birth and early childhood development and some of those areas where we can address these mental health issues that are there, whether we want to admit that they're there or not, they're there.
Do you have some specific recommendations that you want to see taken up by the legislature?
Absolutely. I'd like to see mandatory parenting classes for any people, any person that was about to have a child, and maybe there would be some type of an incentive where they would get a $25 tax deduction or something along those lines, but just to encourage people to do it. I would like to see a lot more early intervention screenings for mental health for kids and specifically preschool and kindergarten. So I think there, and just more general advocacy around mental health, that it's not a bad thing. It is there, and many people possess it, and it's very undertreated. And if we can just get away from the stigma somewhat and move forward with this thing, we could accomplish a lot of this stuff at a much earlier age and at much less expense.
Something reminds me there too of another law or a couple of laws that were bills that were passed out of the session. And I'm not sure off the top of my head if the governor has signed these or not, but they dealt with the law that allows a young mother to drop a child off with law enforcement or at a hospital or a fire department or something like that if she doesn't believe she can care for that infant. And my presumption would be that we would see a lot of those children come into foster care. So I just remembered that bill and wondered if you had a thought on that while I've got you.
I thought that bill was passed and signed. I think it's a terrific opportunity, quite frankly. I think that any mother who's doing that is a sense of desperation, but there are so many things that can be done to kids when they're infants, and they're highly adoptable, they're highly impressionable. There's so many things that can be done if they have mental health issues or if they have organic. If mom was on crack or mom was having problems with alcohol or smoking or what have you, there's so many things that can be done early on. I think it is a real benefit to get those kids into care and get them treatment as early as possible.
Do you see that issue as one related to what you were just speaking about making sure that expectant mothers have a child care class and those kinds of things?
Absolutely. And I think if nobody likes to see a young lady go out and have a baby and give it up, but nobody, I'd much rather see her be able to drop it off at a hospital and walk away and not have any issues than to try to cover it up or to do something, the shaken baby syndrome or all of the different malnourished kids and undereducated. So I think it is a critical component, unfortunate component, but critical and a good move for the state to move in that direction.
All right. There was another component of SB 205, and that was the one to make sure that foster children get a visit to a state university, a community technical college. I remember some of the floor discussion on that. A lot of lawmakers seem to refer to that as an area that's often overlooked for foster children. Is that what you see in your experience?
Yeah, and I was a huge advocate for this. I know some of my colleagues were not in favor of this, but it is important for these kids to know that, we deal with so many talented, wonderful kids, but they really don't know that there is the opportunity to attend a university or a college or a technical school, and until they see it and they understand that it's open and it's accessible for everyone. And so I think it is really important for them to understand that this is as accessible to them as it is anybody in our society. But if I think they think it's something that's only for the good people or the rich people or the smart people, and that's just not the case. So I'm a huge proponent of it, and I'm really, really happy that it was passed.
So a good day all around for you and your organization?
Fantastic.
Do you hope that seeing these bills get through the legislative process, do you hope that opens some doors with legislators to get some of those other issues addressed?
I do, and I really can't emphasize enough that I understand the gun control issue and all that, but we've kind of, again, walked away from the mental health issues that oftentimes lead to the gun issues, and we're looking at guns as the issue, and it's not the issue. The issue is the mental illness, and so I'm really hoping that some of these things will continue to keep the focus on mental illness is just like a physical illness. If treated, it can be treated successfully in these kids and older adults and can go on to live a very successful life, and we don't have to have all these tragedies.